all that thing that you learned when you come down here.
Yes.
Why waste your time going somewhere else when you can't learn?
That's right.
Now, I was told tonight by Dr. Barber that there was a man, I guess it was at the Wittenberg University when we had the meeting with that, that said that he was going to come down here and be here with us, disagree with us on some things. And I asked him, since I've been here, what did he disagree with us on? And he said, well, the best is that
I'm on the right. That's right.
What's his name?
Bob something.
Bob something. Now look, folks, let's get down to business with what the Bible says.
Well,
about that. Right. We want to find out whether or not, just for a few minutes, we want to get the facts into this, whether or not that water baptism is valid in this dispensation in Asia. We want to read out the quote where this was, whether it is or not. Now look. We have stood here, and Dr. Higgins stood here and said this. He said that Yahshua the Messiah, when he came in the world through the Lord and the Virgin, he come in full of spirit. What was that say? Under the law. Fulfilling the scripture, that's what he said. And he proved it. He didn't leave no stone unturned there at all. Of course, it's a piece of more head, sure. But what he did say was profound, and you can't read from this distance. That's not by no Bible. Now, we know this. We know that we've always got to have opponents and adversaries. Always somebody wants to jump up and show you how smart I am. You realize, every minute. You understand? Now, everything fits doesn't make no difference for you. It's nothing else but a type and a shadow of the reason.
Yes,
all of it comes from Yahweh. Where is it going? Back to Yahweh. The soil. Whence it came. Right?
Right.
Now listen, folks, I want you to get to the 10th chapter of Hebrews. Now, then I want you to stop by the 6th chapter, too. Now, here's the thing you don't often do. You don't do it this way. In this chapter and verse, preach and fit. You didn't say the 10th chapter of Hebrews and go on reading and apply it to anybody. Now, that's not the way it's supposed to be done. That's wrong. That's an error. Now, I want you to start with the 6th chapter first.
Therefore, leaving the beginnings of the doctrine of the Messiah.
Read it out of the King James Version.
Therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ.
Therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Messiah. I guess I want to get that over here too, so you don't blunder on that. See? Now he said, my doctrine is not my own, but him that sent. Now there's a great big mystery in that, and here's where the mystery is. The mystery is this. 1 Timothy, hold it, and read 1 Timothy 3 and 16. I want to show you something. That the world just can't receive. They can't receive it.
Yeah.
All right, read.
And beyond controversy.
And now, see, it's beyond that point. Now, that means there ain't no sense in having no debate. Okay? None of that. That won't help it a bit. It's beyond controversy,
right.
Or without any debate. See? Read.
Deep is the mystery of God.
Huh? Repeat.
Deep is the mystery of holiness. He who was manifested in human form.
Without controversy.
Without controversy. Great is the word out.
Great is the mystery of God.
Not the great mystery. Yeah. You don't expect everybody to understand the great mystery. Now, I have seen magicians perform. We saw a man over when we were in France, and he was on TV, cut a man's head off with a big saber like this, and a woman cut it in a chopper or flat iron. See? And he never even fell into nothing. Just stood there. And he told the woman, said, don't be afraid. And then another thing, too, about that same thing before I go going further. He was out there performing first by himself. I think I ought to go back. When they rolled the curtain up on the screen, there wasn't anybody there at all. And the man said, they called him by name, see, and presented him, and there he stood. Didn't say a thing when they rolled the curtain up, but when the man said that, he looked at that too. Now, I had someone, a man and a woman, help me. And he performed around there. He took a roller. I pulled it out of a box, a little box like that, and he pulled it out and laid it down on the floor, see, and just wrapped it around down the floor. Then when he got it all out of the box, he laid the box down on the table beside it, and he began to take that rope and push it up in the sky. And then he hung on the rope and swung around. How about that? Now, folks, what I'm talking about is, that man performed those things. On TV, he saw it in England. You could see it everywhere. And he was supposed to be in France. Not only that, he took this saber. I'll tell you this. He had a sheep, too. He went over and got the sheep. And he whirled it around like this. See? Of course, he opened the sheet out so everybody could see it. And then he whirled it around like this. And all of a sudden he gave a jerk and asked for the woman. You didn't see her walk out either. Then he went over on the other side, took the same sheet and whirled it around like this. And he gave it a jerk and asked for this man. Nobody seen him walk in. This had never been had on TV. Now here's what I'm trying to tell you. See, now if a man can perform things like that that you don't understand, what do you expect of Yahweh? Then he got out there in front of that man with a saber. See, he walked right in front of him. See, he told a woman to come over here. And she came over by him. And he just cut his head off and started in that saber. He kind of shook like he said, don't be afraid. But, so fine, by and by. After she held the thing in there, I think that what they were trying to do is to trade down the bath in the middle.
Yeah.
But then he took it on back over that door, and he took the head off the train and handed it back down on the man. And he bowed off like that, and it's gone.
Yeah.
And disappeared like that. Nothing. You didn't see none of them come in. You didn't see none of them go out. See? Now, what I'm trying to get over to you, see, I'm trying to show you without any debate or without any argument. See? Now, you know good right, you don't understand how that man done that. See? And then here you are arguing around. And Yahweh is far greater than that. Yahweh. See? about this and that and the other. And you don't understand it. You won't let nobody tell you nothing. And yet you still got all the great things on the side coming on 17 in order. And all these preachers out there say, and by the way, I don't know whether you know it or not, whether you pay any attention to it or not. But in this morning's paper, the Sun, you'll find there that Rex Funbury is sued for $5.8 million. About some old folks. They claim that he stole this and that and the other about a lawnmower, see? And he's getting for $5.8 million. See, Rex Funbury, whom Dave Holder has been up there talking about, see? Now, we have plenty of our books. I mean, the book that I wrote, we sent him a Holy Name Bible. We sent Billy Clement all the rest of these things. You see what I'm talking about? They just don't have no excuse for their aging. They're not going to listen. You see? But now let's say, now that's like this Palm Sunday that's coming, see? It's going to show up. Well, we don't know what we're talking about down here, see? And let me tell you this. For 43 years, I've been whipping every last one. I had hired five at one time right in Springfield, Ohio, 1225 West Bay Street, and whipped all five of them by myself and then made them get back up and testify that they were whipped. Yeah. I mean, in your time. Yeah. See? Five of them. They said, who are you going to get to help you? I don't need nobody to help me. How are you going to help me when you don't know what it's all about? Help me, you what? I'm telling you the truth. I don't need nobody to help me do that. And your lies won't be up in a bit. You buy money, so money. Now, this is a great mystery. Without controversy, great is the mystery of Yahweh. Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, was manifested in the flesh. You heard what I said. I said, Yahweh, our heavenly Father, not earthly Father. Yeah. See? Was manifested in a physical body. Seen of angels. Mm-hmm. I mean communicated with them.
Yeah.
See? I'm not aware of that. See, I tell you, you're terrible. Always somebody will tell you how smart I am. But all I can do, you can't do nothing. That's right. Yes, right. I said, I can't in my own self do nothing. Right. Now that seems better for some big great boy to just say you can't do nothing. As great as I am, and then I can't do nothing. Look what I done.
Yeah.
Don't you remember all this converse I had?
Yeah.
All right, without converse, great is the mystery of God. Yahweh was manifested in the flesh. Seen of angels. Breathed on in the world. Preached unto the Gentiles. And received up into glory. That's where he come from.
Yeah.
And that's where he went back. That's a round trip.
That's, right.
That's the reason why I say it's Father. A Lord, and he told you about it. Now, he was the son of Mum. Let's make that good and clear, too.
Yeah.
Possibilities are, somebody didn't understand that. Now, you can take your Bible.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can take your own Bible and look at the 12 sons of Jacob and see if any of them were named Joshua.
No.
See? There wasn't one of them named Joshua. 12 sons of Jacob. Or setting out the 12 tribes of Israel. So now if there is not one of his sons, you follow me? You follow? So then he can't be the son of Jacob.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you see that now?
Yeah.
But some idiot that would say Levi's the son. See? And he will say, oh, we'll call off the names of the others, but he can't call Joshua. as being the son of Jacob.
That's what I'm talking about.
By Leah Aubrey. Now you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Now that ought to square it up. That ought to stop your argument.
See, that's what you tell you about, so you won't make no longer be arguing around us. Now listen. Manasseh was the son of who?
Joseph.
He was the oldest son of Joseph. Joseph had two sons.
Right.
One was named Manasseh. That's the oldest.
That's right.
And Ephraim was the youngest. Now the tribe of Israel tacked on to the tribe of Ephraim, just like the Japanese told you.
Right.
Now that Ephraim is really not a tribe.
That's right.
He's a descendant, but not a tribe.
That's right.
And Manasseh is not a tribe.
That's right.
Joseph is up that tribe.
That's right.
You want to love it? But now, without God's word, great is the mystery of Yahweh. Yahweh was manifested in the flesh. Now, that's something to think about, folks.
Yeah.
All the creation and everything that was in existence. You see what I'm talking about? Walk around down here on the ground in a little physical body. You know that imagery.
That's right.
Commanding the sun, the moon to stand still. Dr. Higgins said on the fourth day. Somebody said, no, I don't think that was on the fourth day. Well, I'll tell you what he said. He said, prepare ye victuals for your
plow.
Yeah. See, for in 3 days we're going to cross over this river.
Yeah.
Jordan. See? Then if you cross over the river Jordan, then the next day that could be the fourth. Then another thing, too, he said, I don't think people understand. There in the 16th, 17th chapter of Matthew. Now listen, I'm trying to teach, I'm not trying to preach. He said, tell the vision to no man until after he's risen from the dead. Now a lot of people don't understand that. I didn't say they couldn't read it. I said they don't understand.
Why did he say that?
Tell the vision to no man until after he's risen from the dead. Oh, there's so much in there. You see, when he was walking around down here, they didn't know nothing about him. And the first time you read about him, see, is out there in the wilderness fighting with the Amalekites. Now I got a verse. I haven't put that. But I just want to point this out to you. I want to show you. So it can become real to you. Why he said what he did. Don't tell the vision to no man until after he's risen from the dead. See? Now look. 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians. I just start reading real fast.
Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant. How that all our fathers were under the cloud. And all passed through the sea. And were all baptized. Unto Moses. In the cloud. And
in the sea.
And did all eat the same spiritual meat. And did all drink the same spiritual drink.
That's right.
For they drank of that spiritual rock.
That went with them.
And that rock was the Messiah.
No, not with this man. That was Jesus. Now here's what I'm pointing out to you. See, this baptizing here in the cloud. That's the reason why I told you to go over there and sit chapter 10. Now that, didn't that mean you also take the 6th chapter of Romans? Suppose you just read the 6th chapter of Romans. It begins at the first verse.
What shall we say to him?
What shall we say to him? Now the subject is back to being the brother of the Catholic faith. What shall we say to him?
Shall we continue in sin that grace?
Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Shall we forbid? Read on.
How shall we that are dead to sin?
How shall we that are dead to sin
live any longer therein?
Live any longer therein?
Know ye not that so
many of us? Now, don't you know? Now we're getting down to brass tacks now. Don't you know? Don't you know this? See?
That so many of us.
That so many of us. Who are you talking about? The Jews.
We're baptized under Yahshua the Messiah.
They were baptized into Yahshua the Messiah.
Was baptized into his death.
Now he's baptized into his death. Now hear what I'm telling you. See? They were baptized into his death when they come through the red church.
Yeah.
And they didn't see the vision until they got beyond the red sea. But don't tell nobody about it. Until you understand, until after he's risen from the dead. Now, you see that? Do you understand what chapter is? Do you all understand? That's why he said that. Well, then, what's he doing? Why did he say that? See, he's fulfilling the scriptures. See, they didn't see the vision until they got beyond the red sea.
Yeah.
See? So then they were buried with him by baptism into his death. That makes us be in the life of his resurrection. See? And at the age, I'm suited with your symbol of the resurrection. So then don't tell nobody of him about it until I've risen from the dead.
That's
right. I love that. Well, they didn't see the vision. Didn't see it and didn't know nothing about it. Now, is that fair to you?
Yeah.
Therefore, she kept the Hebrews, therefore, leading me to think of the doctrine of the Messiah.
Let's go on into perfection.
Let's go on. See? Unto perfection. Upon the side. Let's come on through here and go on over in here. In your heavenly state. Of confidence. Let us go on into perfection.
Not land again.
Now wait just a minute. All you folks that want to get baptized, you say, you understand? Then what you want to do, you want to be buried back in your death. Now take care of the feelings of no man until I see the risen from the dead. Now let me make this little thing. You're not going to see a thing until after you're in
there. That's right.
All you do is just be standing around hollering about water baptism until you're in there.
All right.
You won't see a thing. You won't see
nothing
to know
me. All right.
Yeah. Say, fella, we're reading out of the Bible. What's the matter with you? Is that plural?
Plural. Baptism.
Plural. I don't care how you do it. Just boil the water, sanctify it, and consecrate it, and do anything you want to.
Yeah.
Put it down behind the pool, preach over it, you understand me? Or you watch him running water. Some of you want to watch him running water. See what that all about. Little a bit, I wasn't washed away my hands. Down to Master said, "Ride me. That guy and walk away your things." Oh, I tell you, it's a
sin. Now, you see that? Talking to the Jews,
and
the
tap water leaving the principles of the doctrine. Of baptism. Say, all right, read on that.
On the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands.
And see, and of laying on of hands. All right.
And a resurrection of the dead.
See, now let me show you this. Now this man is going to lay a hand on if he didn't have any hand. Boy, ain't nobody going to put a hand on me.
That's right.
Is it really me? The doctrine of laying on of hands. Why? Because the circumcision is made without hands. It must. You don't think that's in the Bible, I read. All that we know.
And this we will do if God
will permit. We're going to do this, I'm going to say. If God will permit. All that we know.
Oh, it is impossible.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I can't do it, John. Now, you're telling me that to start out with. It's impossible. It cannot be done.
For those who were once in life.
I wish you had said I'm wrong here somewhere. There is definitely something wrong. It's great and impossible for them that were once in life.
And they go,
oh, oh. Okay. See, everybody's been enlightened. And every time you turn around, somebody got a new life. Once in life. If ever you got enlightened at one time, that'll sit here. Somebody says, well, I was once enlightened, but I backslid. I beg your pardon. All right. I got my foot off the rock and I hope you didn't have it on. That's right. I'm getting to the place for it. See, we ain't playing now. We're down the ditch. We got no time to play. I told you the other night that the time that you do everything. Yeah. All that we don't give.
And have tasted of the heavenly gift.
Now you tasted of the heavenly gift.
And were made partakers.
Now wait just a minute. Now any time a person gets a taste of the other side of the veil, the heavenly gift. Just get a taste of it.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. See, I have a taste. Ain't nothing you can do with me. And I'm not in no Bible reading scripture. Total contest
of
anything. I know what I'm talking about. Read on.
And were made partakers of the
Holy Spirit. And were made partakers of the Holy Spirit.
And have tasted the good word of God.
And have tasted of the good word of God.
And the power of the world to come.
And the power of the age to come.
Yes. If they should fall away.
Now, if they should fall away.
To renew them again and
again. You don't need to talk about no revival. You see, there ain't nothing to it.
Right.
Because if you can't save him now, you can't save him after what?
Right.
You see? You follow?
Yes.
Now, I see the clock has got me. That got about 2 or 3 minutes. Right, he wants this last verse read in. Read.
If they shall fall away to renew them
now,
again.
Now, if they should fall away, which we won't. See? It's impossible to renew them again. Well, you get cut out of all the revival. Renew him again under repentance. Why, what's wrong with that? Seeing they crucified him.
To himself again.
Again afresh. And put him to this great God of
yeah.
Now, you see that now?
Yeah.
That's the Jews. Not the 10th chapter. And Peter. About 10:9.
This said he.
But then said he, listen now. They think I don't have time for an all of it, because that's the clock back and I don't want to be here, but I do want to point it.
All right.
Now, we ain't going to talk about it. So you're going to sleep.
See?
Talk about water baptism. They're going to come and show us something about water baptism. See? All right, now read.
Then said he.
Then said he.
Though I come to do thy will, O God.
Yeah,
I'll
talk
about
it. All
right.
Then
said I, though I come in the body of the book.
Then said I, though I come in the body of the book.
It is written of me.
And it is written of me.
To do thy will, O God.
Okay, just a minute. I want you to see that this is the will of Yah. Sacrifices and burnt offerings thou wouldst not.
Above when he said sacrifice.
But a body has thou prepared for me. Now, I'm up above. Read on.
Above when he said sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offerings for sin thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which were offered by the law. Then said he, though I come to do thy will, O Yahweh.
Now wait just a minute. Now we want to see this. We want to get this understood. Did he come to do the will? Now, what is the will of the Father? All right, please.
He taketh away the
sin. Not that there. Wait.
Oh, why that? No, we're going to get that done.
He taketh away the first.
He took away the first.
And he made established the second.
And he made established the second. Now, you let somebody come in here with that junk. Okay? And any of these men around here will burn you up. They'll burn you so until you.
You see, well, he did the will of the Father, then he takes away all these paradigms.
He takes them away. Yes. What did he take them away for?
That he might establish the new service. Talk about getting baptized. Gonna show us something.